Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when it's hard to stand for the truth. And I'm going to read to you from Galatians chapter 2, verse 14, where we read, "But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, 'If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?'" Now, superficially, this concerns an argument over seating arrangements. But in truth, it was a confrontation about the truth of the gospel. At the church fellowship meal in Antioch, certain men from Jerusalem had pressured Peter, Barnabas, and some other Christians from Jewish backgrounds to refuse to sit at the same table with Christians from Gentile backgrounds. These were believers who did not observe Jewish customs. And in doing this, they said loud and clear, "You can only be really right with God if you put yourself under the demands of the law of Moses. You must be circumcised, eat a kosher diet, and observe the feasts and the rituals." That message told Paul that this was an issue concerning the truth of the gospel. So when Paul confronted Peter before them all, what a scene it must have been. In Antioch, the Gentile Christians were not allowed to sit with the Jewish Christians or to share food with them. Peter, the honored guest, went along with this. So did Barnabas and the other Jewish Christians in Antioch. But Paul would not stand for it, because this was a public affront to the Gentile Christians, and because it was a public denial of the truth of the gospel, Paul confronted Peter in a public way. This wasn't easy. It wasn't easy knowing who Peter was. Peter was the most prominent of all the disciples of Jesus. Peter was the first spokesman for the apostles and probably the most prominent Christian in the whole world at the time. It also wasn't easy knowing who Paul was. You know, this was Paul before any of his great missionary journeys, before he was an apostle of great prominence. At that point, Paul was far more famous for who he was before he was a Christian. And that was a terrible persecutor of the church. He was more famous for that than for who he was as a Christian. There's a third reason why it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy knowing who agreed with Peter. There were strong, domineering personalities of the men from Jerusalem. There was also Barnabas, who was probably Paul's best friend. And there were also the rest of the Jewish Christians in Antioch. Paul was in the minority on this issue. It was him and all the Gentile Christians against all the Jewish Christians. Now, as difficult as this was, Paul did it because he knew what was at stake. This wasn't a matter of personal conduct or a mere personal sin on Peter's part. If that were the case, it's unlikely that Paul would have first used such a public approach. No, friends, this was a matter about the truth of the gospel, proclaiming this is how a man is made right before God. Dear brother or sister, when the truth of the gospel is at stake, stand strong, especially when it isn't easy.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.